We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
West Side.
You're gonna
first off. you claim to be a player. We could never get back together.
No, man.
And I know they said it wasn't true and everything.
Correct.
But it sounded convincing.
He said it with a lot of
confidence.
Yeah. A lot of conviction in those words.
Hell yeah. Oh, okay. So I had to go back and look at something and think about this tank top thing. And I went back to the party that we had at our house for us.
I know.
And you had the tank top on and you had the shirt on.
You can see the overshirt.
You had the overshirt on and you could tell it is a tank top.
You got a short sleeve shirt on, button down. I know. But yeah,
you did wear that to the party.
But I'm acting scared. I'm not going to be, you know, if I'm acting scared, then the Falcons are going to play scared on Sunday.
Yes.
So I will show up literally with my chest out.
Yeah.
And say it with my chest on Friday from
I was like, let me go look back.
We'll have our own Twin Peaks.
Because that was the last time we wore tank tops together.
Yeah, that's
was
right.
That party.
And every once in a while, you'll wear a tank top over to a party at the house or something like that.
Yeah, like your daughter's like Uncle Randy's shoes. Yes, she's never seen me in anything other than flip-flops.
Uh-huh. She does refer to flip-flops as Uncle Randy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she doesn't refer to tank tops as Uncle Randy shirts.
She's always Uncle Randy. It's tank tops and flip-flops all the time.
Well, everybody's birthday's in the summertime.
I know, it'd be hot.
Yeah, it's always hot.
Yeah, man.
And we're always outside.
It'd be hot, dog. But
I'll find a nice one before Friday. Get a nice cool one or something.
Yeah, there you go.
A new one.
Yeah, there you go. It's like
get a cool new one.
Yeah, just don't wear the Hanes one.
No,
you know, I wear one every day, but I wear it as an undershirt.
I'm not gonna. This isn't a middle school pickup basketball game. I'm not gonna wear. Not wearing a white tank top.
I mean, I wear one every single day, but that's like it's my undershirt.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Oh man, I think I know. We have fun and definitely take ourselves very unseriously. I think I take myself and this job seriously enough to not wear that.
I would hope so, dude. Because I would never wear that. I don't I wear this in the house. I don't even go with the undershirt tank top. I don't go anywhere that's not at home. I don't even go to the store. I throw a shirt because it's a damn t-shirt everywhere. Between my shirts everywhere and Sebastian's drawers. I never met a child who used the bathroom and don't never put on his pants. Like this is the most nakedest little boy because he's my son. But yeah, I'm like, where are your shorts? Oh, there's a pair right over there. There's a pair in every single bathroom in the house of his drawers on the floor. Because he'll use the bathroom and walk off with them. Just walk off with drawers. Don't wipe himself. Just nasty.
Right. I got multiple stories along those lines right now with Jack. Let's do a podcast tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a little dicey for air. You know what I mean?
But yes.
You know, boys of a certain age, you kind of start to realize what you have.
Yes.
He's realized
it. Oh, yeah.
And he is fired up about
it. Yeah, dog.
He wants everybody to know.
It's all me, ladies. Yep. That is him.
He is excited about it. All right. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Lots of football action going on this weekend. Not sure if you caught this one, although you may have seen some of the ramifications or the post-game press conference. A little bit of context here. So Tulane got them a big win over on Saturday versus Northwestern, 23-3.
Oh, I did hear this story.
So some context on the story. So last week was the 20th anniversary of the – I hate calling it an anniversary because an anniversary sounds celebratory.
Right.
But I guess it still is. Mm-hmm. Of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Like, what's a better word for that?
I don't know. I mean, it was the anniversary, so
20 years since.
I guess. Something like that. So Tulane's football team never played a home game in 2005. Obviously, city flooded. Nice brand-new place now. Looks great. They opened the season up in September in Shreveport, of all places, at Independence Stadium. And to kind of honor the circumstances of them not even having a home, they played the football game with plain green helmets. They were also wearing white jerseys that day. And to commemorate that team, John Summerall, Tulane's head coach right now, wanted to put the team in Saturday's game in solid green helmets, no logos, and he wanted to wear white jerseys. He sent message of that to Northwestern. Northwestern denied this, said, no, we're wearing white jerseys. Y'all are y'all wear your green ones. So they wore the green jerseys. They did still wear the plain green helmets, but they were denied the request to honor that 2005 team by telling them they couldn't wear the white jerseys. Here's John Summerall after the 23-3 victory.
You know, we wore the green helmets today for the 20th anniversary of Katrina. And I'm going to say one thing. I'm not trying to take a shot. We requested to wear white jerseys because that's what that team wore. It got denied by the other team. That's their prerogative. But when you show disrespect to the city of New Orleans, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to run into a team like this. They had a chip on their shoulder because I wanted them to wear the same exact uniform that team wore 20 years ago. Request got denied. We might have used that for a little bit of motivation to represent the city. So don't disrespect New Orleans.
Whatever. Whatever, man.
Y'all motivation?
Beat the hell out of them because y'all are better than Northwestern. Northwestern is cheeks.
A little bit of motivation?
But
I also heard, and this is going to take a little bit of starch out of the story, too. I'm not trying to do that. I heard they requested it super late.
Yeah.
And Northwestern had already, because it was in New Orleans, the game. And Northwestern had already traveled and packed their
uniforms. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, because it's hot, you know, and usually if you requested it early, because usually during those times, and this only applies because I lived in Miami so long, we wanted to wear white in the summertime.
Right. That's why LSU wears white.
Exactly. And so I think Northwestern has a purple and a black or something like that. But they could have granted this request. It's not that big. They're just packing another damn uniform.
Well, I just feel like if you ask them a month ago, it probably
should have happened.
Because Northwestern probably would have been like, oh, okay.
That's that karma for them.
You want to make sure that you honor that. Let's do it even bigger. Like, let's do more for it or something like that. But whatever.
It's crazy.
I like what he said after the game.
Yeah. That's like Sonny Dykes last night. Yeah, we felt a little disrespected.
Chip on the shoulder.
Yeah, we felt a little disrespected coming in here. People are forgetting about TCU. No, Reese, you need to win that game because the last time a famous guy became a head coach of a team,
you lost. Yeah. And I don't think anything particularly good's happened to your program since you beat Michigan in that playoff.
It hasn't.
So the real Northwestern's in Louisiana anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. I mean, there is a Northwestern.
Yeah, that's where Robert Alford went.
That's
where Robert Alford went. Yeah.
Good. The more you know.
Yeah.
Bobby Hebert went there, and what's my guy from CBS?
Seth Davis.
No, not older. I'm just big brain fart.
Vern Lundquist.
We'll move on. Speaking of Michigan, which you just brought up, Andy, I'm glad you did, because Tom Brady spoke over the weekend about touchdown celebrations and how he always wanted to include everybody. And other quarterbacks in the lead have gone away from that. Gosh darn it.
That's what I look for all the time. When a quarterback throws a touchdown pass, I actually watch to see who he goes and celebrates with. Because what did I do? I looked for my offensive lineman every time. I went down and celebrated in the end zone with my teammates every time.
All right.
I wanted everyone to feel like they were part of the success. Okay. I told the linemen, we're all running to the end zone and we're celebrating as a team. Because I think that's way more intimidating than a quarterback doing his six-shooter guns and pointing up in the crowd and doing all that other that's very self-promotional, but it's not about winning.
You know what, man? I love Tom. I do. I love me some damn Tom Brady, other than the fact that he's gonna break my damn heart all the time. But I watched the show on Netflix, on Prime, because he got a new soccer team. And I listened to him do these type of things. Give it a rest, Tom. Give it a rest. I'm old school like Tom, and I believe in celebrating with your teammates. I get all that. But shut up, Tom.
I know.
You know what I said this last week? Turn it off.
With your teammates, Randy.
Huh?
Celebrate with your teammates,
I would always celebrate with my teammates.
You will notice. If you ever see Randy score a touchdown or someone on his team, celebrate with the whole team.
Yes, I celebrate with everybody. I never did dub point and all that other crap.
You can really notice it. Like, if you go back and watch old Georgia highlights, or like, you might not be, if you're looking for it, it's like any touchdown that scored, Randy sprints to go celebrate with the guy.
Yeah.
Those are the best celebrations.
I agree.
Anyways, even if the team is just jumping up and down, they don't even have to be like the orchestrated celebrations. But no, I honestly don't. I would rather not watch Jamar Chase do the gritty across the end zone.
I'm celebrate with his teammates. Has that went away yet?
No. Gritty's still a thing. Will probably still continue to be
and
a thing.
And I still can't do it.
Now just more people are doing it.
Kinda.
Trying.
A lot of people like me trying.
Well, I mean, you don't mess with Noe because he's a traitor. You right, Bo?
No, we're not. Chase or Jeff, the guy that actually.
The gritty guy.
The gritty
guy. Yeah, the gritty guy.
Because the guy that invented the gritty is Falcon.
That's what he says. I guess where you put a blank check out, or not one necessarily blank check. Put a check out there in front of somebody's face, somebody would be a Falcons fan real quick. Speaking of doing things quickly, we have we all have kids, most of us here anyway, 3/4 of us. We know how it is to keep kids occupied when they're younger.
We got enough
for everybody. Yeah. And Abe knows about this too, because I'm sure he's seen it. Look, we're in the days of screens and having wireless gadgets in our hands, and the best way to occupy a kid is by doing that. Well, Hunter Renfro, after bouncing around to several teams, ends up back in Carolina, but he almost didn't.
And my daughters were in the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wasn't just leaving them there, but I guess I had like 10-minute phone calls from Dan, Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter's watching Bluey or something. You know,
Hunter Renfro almost missed out on a job opportunity.
Yeah, man.
Because of Bluey.
That happens all, man. It happens. It does. More, it happens more with her than anything, especially when she's in the car with Bash, and she'll give Bash her phone. And I'm like, I know she's in the car. I need to ask you something real quick, lady. And then she'll call back 20 minutes later. Oh, I got some missed calls. Yeah, baby, where are you? Oh, Bash had my phone. Yeah, he is the king of ignore when that phone, when he's watching.
But he even knows how to do it?
He knows how to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he knows how to do it. Yes. He knows how to press the ignore button. So, yeah, I can already see that.
So they do get to the age, and you know this, and Andy will learn it. They will get to the age eventually where they'll be like, oh, you got 3 missed calls, at least after they're done playing. Or so-and-so sent you a text message.
Right.
Or so-and-so tried to call you. So at least they tell you as opposed to just letting you put it back in your pocket.
No.
This is not going to last very long, but it's still working now. We gave her an old iPhone that doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
doesn't even turn on,
mm-hmm.
but she'll just pretend it does.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be making calls and FaceTime and people and stuff like that. It's working for now.
Does it work with the Wi-Fi?
No, it doesn't even turn on.
Oh, it doesn't turn
Literally,
on? Oh, okay.
The battery doesn't even turn on. She's just pretending.
Right.
She's just, yeah.
Okay.
Because so, I don't know.
You can hook that up to the Wi-Fi and play music on it if you wanted to.
That's true. I don't want her on that.
No.
Or if you wanted her,
don't do
you probably
it.
Don't want her.
I'm fighting that battle as long as I can.
Don't do
and
it.
And I'll lose someday.
Yeah, you will.
We're still doing it.
Don't do it.
So as we head into week one of the NFL, what some guys were doing over the summer was filming movies. Did y'all know DK Metcalf's been in 3 movies already in his short Hollywood career?
I did not.
Did not know that.
So he was in an Owen Wilson movie called Secret Headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. He appeared as himself in the show Bel-Air.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now he's starring in a movie with Haley Steinfeld.
Who's
Josh
that?
Allen's newlywed.
It's Josh Allen's wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
So...
Like, is there like a, oh boy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, so the movie is about a group of astronauts, which, you know, of all the things I could see DK Metcalf playing in a movie, an astronaut was definitely not one of them.
Huh.
Probably towards the end of the list. They're a group of astronauts.
Are astronauts small, generally?
Flies. Well, no, I just can't see DK Metcalf being an astronaut.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, they're not as big as he is.
John Coffey was an astronaut in Armageddon.
True. That was a big ass dude.
That's also a movie.
He's not as big.
You don't see big astronauts.
Oh, he looks big in the movies.
Yeah, Duncan. He's big, but he's not tall.
Space shuttles and those small little capsules are kind of small, so it is smaller people that usually end up going in them.
Okay.
Group of astronauts flies to an asteroid to try to mine through it. All right, is the premise kind of an Armageddon type movie?
Right.
The thing about this movie though is that it's got to be viewed through an extended reality device, which is something you're gonna have to put on your head. It's called XR. I'd never even heard about this in my life. Maybe this is the first thing that they're going to be selling with it.
Is that like Meta Ray-Bans?
Kinda, except this is extended reality. So I'm thinking that something about this movie has to do with what you're seeing in real life.
Oh.
Or it's an overlay or something
Got
like
it.
That. They offer up zero explanation as to what the device does. But apparently, the only way you can see this movie with DK Metcalf and Haley Steinfeld is with this extended reality headset type
cool.
deal. So.
So
Abe, I guess you're going to have to tell us how the movie.
Yeah, me and you both.
You have one of those?
Abe, tell us about it.
I'm not going to end up seeing this.
Yeah, just like I said, I didn't know that. I watched the first episodes of Bel-Air, and there was no way I could continue to watch it after Carlton was a crackhead, Jeffrey was a gangster, and this dude who was Will was.
Not quite the same show, was it?
They made Carlton a crackhead?
Yes, Carlton's a damn crackhead. A crackhead. lacrosse
I'd like
player.
I'd like to see that Carlton dance.
Yeah, he don't do that. That's what I'm saying. It's dark.
I'm just saying.
But it's too dark to be good.
Like, wouldn't you like to see that dance, like, though, performed by someone on crack?
And he don't like to do it. I'll tell you that.
I'm thinking it'll probably look kind of the same.
It's pretty funny.
Wasn't there an episode of Fresh Prince where some Carlton got something happened to Carlton?
Got shot.
He became a gangster.
No, but there was one. There was one where he did drugs on accident. He did, and he was doing the dance
when he was doing
really
that damn running man so fast.
Yeah.
When he took that speed.
He took some speed.
He took some speed out of Will's locker. He was dancing, dude. That
so we did see it.
That is one of my favorite episodes.
Dude, what was
he was
about?
Dancing so damn hard?
The
go Carlton! Go Carlton! Go Carlton!
The early 90s and those shows were obsessed with speed. Remember Jesse from Saved by the Bell?
I'm so excited.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, man.
Speed?
Yeah, man. She went.
Nobody's doing speed.
She went to stripper from that.
That's true. She did.
Yeah,
it's a gateway drug.
Sports talk. I can't hear it.
Start with speed and with stripping.
I didn't realize that Jesse had all that, though.
Yeah. I know. That was a surprise to all of us.
Well, she got out them cads and jeans and sweaters.
It's a pleasant surprise to all of us.
Did you see Nelly?
Here's some speed.
Did you see that video of Nelly?
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produce that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nelly Furtado?
No.
Well, Nelly Furtado got the yams.
Yams committee?
Yeah, dog. Ain't no Nelly. I know she had them yappas back there.
Neither did I. Good to know.
Yeah, buddy.
The more you know. That's 2 hours, two learned things today. We'll come back and tell you the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produce that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.